All right, so we got a fun one today. Someone wrote in and they want to know which zodiac signs are supposed to have like the best sense of humor.
Yeah, that's a classic.
It is, right? I mean, we all know humor is so subjective. What I think is funny, you might think is totally lame and vice versa, but still it's like there's this idea that certain signs are just like naturally funnier.
Yeah. Right. And astrology suggests that where the sun is when you're born can kind of influence personality traits. So when people talk about zodiac signs and humor, they're basically trying to connect those dots, do those core characteristics translate into certain ways of being funny or appreciating comedy.
Okay, so let's jump into it. Like when you look at all this stuff about zodiacs and humor, which signs like always seem to be at the top of the list.
Well, you definitely hear a lot about Gemini. Like, think about the classic Gemini traits, right? Communicative, quick-witted, adaptable, that kind of mental agility and their love of language can totally translate into a really sharp, playful sense of humor.
Yeah, Geminis are like always on the go, talking, thinking fast.
Exactly. So they can be super quick with a joke or a pun. They're just like wired to see the lighter side of things.
Yeah.
And because they're so adaptable, they can usually appreciate a ton of different types of humor too.
So it's like that mental quickness just like feeds into their jokes.
Totally. Now, on the other hand, you have Sagittarius, who are also often linked to a good sense of humor, but in a different way.
Yeah.
If Gemini is the witty conversationalist, Sagittarius is more like the jovial life of the party.
More like the class clown.
Exactly. They just love to make people laugh. And their humor can be a little more over the top, less about subtle wordplay and more about just big, boisterous fun.
So Gemini is the razor sharp one-liner. Well, Sagittarius is the big booming laugh. Got
Yeah,
it.
that's a good way to put it. And then you've got Libra. Libra's all about harmony and charm, right? So their humor tends to be more subtle, maybe a bit more gentle. They might use wit and playful teasing to keep things light and balanced. But it's not always about getting the biggest laugh. It's more about using humor to create a pleasant atmosphere.
Which makes sense, right? Since they're all about balance, so they're using humor to like smooth things over socially.
Exactly. It's like humor can be a social lubricant. And depending on their traits, different signs might be inclined to use it in different ways. So it's interesting to see how those things connect, personality and how you approach comedy.
Okay, so we've got the quick-witted Gemini, the party-loving Sagittarius, and the charming Libra. What about the signs that aren't always seen as the comedians of the zodiac? Like, are there any that are known for being less funny or just having a different style?
Yeah, sometimes you hear that the more grounded or serious signs like Capricorn or Virgo might not be as outwardly funny, but it's important to remember that doesn't mean they don't have a sense of humor at all.
Right, it's not like they're humorless robots or something.
No, their humor might just be a little drier, more observational, maybe even a bit self-deprecating. It might not be the first thing you notice, but it can be just as sharp and insightful as any other kind of humor.
So it's not that they lack humor, it's just on a different wavelength. You have to like pay attention to catch it.
Exactly. And
Yeah.
This is all based on general astrological associations, right? In real life, you're going to find funny people born under every single sign. A person's full astrological chart is way more complex than just their sun sign.
Okay, so we've talked about Gemini's quick wit, Sagittarius's big laughs, Libra's charming humor, and the drier observational style of signs like Capricorn and Virgo. Basically, it seems like each sign has a kind of comedic style linked to it, even if some are more outwardly expressive than others.
That's a great takeaway.
Yeah.
It's less about saying this sign is the funniest
Yeah.
and more about appreciating the diversity of humor and how it might be expressed in different ways based on these broader personality tendencies.
So, figuring out which zodiac sign has the best sense of humor, that's totally up to you. But looking at these astrological connections can be a really fun way to think about different comedic styles, you know?
Totally. It encourages us to think about how our fundamental personality traits, the ways we see and interact with the world, might influence how we perceive and express humor.
I like that. So, as a final thought for everyone listening, think about the people in your life who you think are really funny, or maybe the people whose humor you just don't get at all. Do their zodiac signs line up with anything we talked about today? It might give you a new way to think about what makes you laugh. Thanks for taking this deep dive with us.
Absolutely, my pleasure.
See you next time.